Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, we're talking body insecurities and ejaculation etiquette, all this and so much more. We've got a really good show tonight. Thanks for listening. Today's show is sponsored by the brand new Rave by WeVibe. You know I love WeVibe, which is why I'm so excited to introduce the incredible Rave. Okay, at first glance, the Rave appears to be a simple sculptural vibrator. But when you look closer, you'll see an array of curves that make it so special. The Rave was designed with one primary goal: to help women locate and stimulate their G-spot. Once inserted, a gentle twist in either direction will glide the Rave's varied angles and faces over your most sensitive areas. It'll allow you precise control and pinpoint stimulation. Pretty soon, you'll find your G-spot, that elusive G-spot. I know you're looking for it and know exactly how to make the magic happen. The Rave's curved shape is extremely comfortable to hold and use and gives you control over the pressure you apply internally. Internally. It uses WeVibe's amazingly powerful motors and programs, allowing for a variety of vibration patterns and speeds. It's rechargeable and, of course, made from 100% body-safe materials. Okay? These are all good materials. WeVibe makes really great products, I promise. If that's not enough, you can customize the Rave's functions using WeVibe's WeConnect app on your smartphone. You can program it on your phone instead of Instagram. Program your Vibe. This has an app. Amazing. Okay, so get ready to twist and shout with the Rave. Just go to my website, sexwithemily.com, click on the Rave by WeVibe banner, and use promo code Emily for a special discount. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com to get all the tips and tricks you want. I don't know that people realize, Anderson, I'm here with Anderson.
Yo!
What up?
What up, Em? How are you?
Oh, my God. It's getting worse. I've been on the phone for 2 hours before I got in here.
I've done a couple shows with you in the last couple days, and I got to say, tonight's the night that you're sounding more raspy than ever. You're sounding like, I don't know how successful you'd be if you always sounded like that.
Why? Because it's annoying?
Like, listen to the old raspy sex lady.
Oh, it's not even sexy anymore. Remember the other day it was sexy. It's not anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of gone over. It's gone beyond sexy, I'm afraid. But you sound more wise. There's that.
I do.
You sound like
you're
full of
wisdom. I shouldn't have talked on the phone for 2 hours.
Yeah. You came in here talking on the phone, guys. She came in here chatting, trying to hold my dog at the same time. The dog was springing out of her hands.
Where's Stanley? I'm so glad you brought Stanley.
He's in the safety of the corner of the room.
No, I need him. I need him. Level. That was really... Anderson just did something really sweet and loving. Yes. Because I was having a rough week, sick, and I've been in love line the last three nights, which have been amazing. And he brought Stanley in just to comfort me.
He's a little ball of cheer for Em.
But thank you.
Here's the reason why I almost didn't, Em.
Why?
Because every time I bring Stan to see Emily, she's always like, can I keep him now? She's like the little kid that you take to a park, and you're like being a nice guy taking the kid to the park, and then it's been 45 minutes. You're ready to go because the park's boring, and the kid's like, can I please stay for some more? Can I please stay for longer? No.
No, can I just say something?
You get some Stan.
I feel really bad because I heard myself saying that.
I'm just messing with you, kid.
The second I saw him, I was like, you are such a good friend because you said you'd bring him in.
He's a pain in the ass in the studio.
I know it's not easy. And then I heard myself say, can I keep him? Which is kind of like my joke because I don't really think you're going to let me. And I asked you,
right.
I ask you every day.
Yes,
so I hated that about myself in that moment. And I wish I could get back.
I'm just messing with you.
But you're right. It is like that person, but I'm not that person.
Before we get to the show.
Beggars can't be choosers. Yeah.
I actually take notes for the show now. Like if something occurs to me during the week that I want to talk to you about, I'll write it down. So I have a little section of my notepad on my phone that says Emily.
No right? way. Tell me.
And I have one question, but I've failed to go to the notepad the last 2 weeks.
Put it in your smartphone.
The wife, my wife, has lots of questions, and she's demanding that I ask you sooner than later. It's already later, but what were you doing with Keith Morrison? She is a massive Keith Morrison fan.
My
she
God.
Watches all that murder porn that he's always narrating, saying,
saw my Instagram.
Really? And what did he do next?
It's hilarious.
So she saw this like a few weeks ago or maybe months ago now. Like you're hanging out with Keith Morrison. Was he at your house? It looked like you were like in a residence.
That is a really funny story that you asked. So Keith Morrison is the host of Dateline.
Right.
People don't know. He's been on Dateline for a long time, many years. And my friend Emily, she's one of my closest friends.
She's your best friend.
Best friend. Yeah. I'd say she's my best friend here in LA.
It's a real person.
Her.
It's not another side
Emily,
of Emily. Guys.
And I love this girl. She's funny. She's probably one of the funniest people I know, most creative. She's a copywriter. Mm-hmm. Point is, she loves Keith Morrison like for years. Like she hasn't gone out on a Friday night, even though you can like take
TiVo,
things down.
Yeah.
So here's how brilliant she is. She loves him. Uh-huh. And she came with this idea about not even a year ago. And she started an Instagram.
To fake her own murder that he'd cover the story?
She literally will not miss it. That's all she talks about is Dateline and because she loves Keith Morrison. Right. Like literally her whole, she dressed up on Halloween. She got pictures of him framed in her house.
Scary.
Never met him. She started an Instagram account, which everybody should follow now. It's called Keith Leans on Things.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because in every episode, if your wife might know this.
I'm sure she would.
He's always kind of leaning on something.
Right.
Okay? Like you'll like lean on a tractor. So Emily started this thing. So check it out on Instagram. It's at Keith Leans on Things. And it's just, she takes screenshots. And it's hilarious, the things that she writes. And she does videos. And then she's been doing it for fun.
Right?
For all these times. And like, you know, I talk about it on Facebook sometimes, but just randomly. Well, one day NBC found it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there's been this progression. Like 6 months ago, they like started following her. She's like, oh my God. She's like, Dateline. She's like, Dateline followed me. And it was like a big deal.
Right.
And then they would then one time they were like, we love it. And they're like, can we repost it? It was like all these little things kept happening. And she was like, I can't believe it. So then she gets this call in June.
Right.
And they call her, or they direct message her on Instagram. And they say, hey, are you going to be around like June 21st or something? And she's like, actually, I'm going to Hawaii that day. She's like pregnant. She just had a baby actually at Christmas, but she was going on her baby moon or whatever.
Uh-huh. Baby moon. Is that a thing?
People do. Well, they had never made it on their honeymoon.
Like that
it's a long
thing.
Story. Okay. I don't know, but whatever. So she said, they said, we need you to be home. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, why? Like, do I have to cancel my trip? They're like, you might want to. And then I'm thinking, wait, that's so dumb. I said, well, first of all, and I was actually Drew. We all went to dinner. Drew's met her. He's like, calls her. Which
Dr.
Is,
Drew Pinsky.
He calls her Funny Emily, which at first I was sort of offended because I'm like, I'm Funny
that
Emily.
That is offensive. Drew's a very offensive
but I'm
man.
Like, Drew, am I not think. Funny? Yeah. You know? No, but she's because she's so fucking funny. He loves her. So anyway, I'm like, they're probably sending you swag and they want you to take a picture of it. You don't need to cancel your trip. So it turns out they send her like a week before that in the mail. Like this puzzle she's got to put together. Uh-huh. She puts it together and it says, don't watch alone. Keith Morrison, who? Keith Morrison at your house like next Friday, 7 o'clock for the premiere of Dateline this year.
NBC sent her the puzzle.
Yes.
That seems very creative for like
very
an NBC.
Very creative. So actually, you guys should check out. It's, I think her, it's Keith leans on things. And I think her, I don't know if I can give hers out if hers is public, but I will. And if it's not public, it's her Instagram is all righty then, A-L-L-L, righty then.
Like Ace Ventura? Life.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, point Emily Shotwell is her name. I can say her full
Emily?
Name. Shotwell. Yeah, she's really fucking, because the things that she writes and does, so tell your wife, text her now. So anyway, we have a party at her house. Keith Morrison comes over, and she can invite like 10 friends. They cater it. And we get there, and she's like 6-7 months pregnant at the time. And I get there, and he's just like hanging out, walking around. He's like older, you know.
Was he leaning on stuff?
No, but it was so funny. Uh-huh. And I took videos of it, and she posted it on her Instagram account. And it's like, he's like, you're... And so anyway, the point is, they called her a super fan. They're like, right. We have three fans. There's three hosts across the whole country. They picked her, and the other two hosts went to other two houses like to watch with other
cool.
people. It was amazing. So here she is.
Has that aired
on her
yet?
Couch.
Did it air?
Well, here's the thing. She wasn't on the show. It was more like a PR thing. Uh-huh.
Like
we thought she
did,
but the fact is, you can look at on Keith Lean's other things pictures of they actually lean on each other, and he sits on the couch, and we sat there and watched Dateline with Keith Morrison for 2 hours.
And then the two of you took him to the back room and blew him.
No, we did not blow him. Is that a good story though?
It was, but I was trying to make it sexual so that it fit the show.
I'm
you know
sorry,
what I mean?
But when I told him what I did, he kind of backed away. But I did take a picture with him.
Oh, did he back away a little bit?
And we're like, why do you lean?
I'll cover your story later once you're stalked and killed.
Exactly.
And I'll ask questions like this.
And then, do you like him too?
It's always on in the background while I'm doing other things, and I just hear him digging and asking like inappropriate questions. Bill Hader used to do a great imitation of him from SNL. And he's so funny
the boy
because like
was never heard of
like,
again.
He's like really almost excited about the macabre details of the story. He'll be like, really?
Right,
tell
right.
me more.
Right. It's so good. So
thank you for that. Thank you for that story.
I thought you were going to ask me some great sex question from your wife, which is what I
no,
got.
I
just got
ever,
so excited. I didn't know what to do. And then it was like Keith Morrison. But that's a good story.
So I on the same note, she's having a hard time. She can get four fingers in my butt, but not the full fist. How do we? Okay.
Gradual. Don't rush it. The thing I was going to say, though, when I opened the show and I was talking about what we're talking about tonight, mm-hmm. talking about what we're talking about, is that I realize that I don't often say this. I'm like, go to my website, sign up for a mailing list. But what people don't realize is I've got 10 years of material on my website, and we update it every day with new blogs and videos. So a lot of our questions are like, how do I give a great blowjob? Like last night, someone called in and loved it. Like I've probably written about it, or if you have a question, you probably can find a lot of the answers on my website. So check that out.
It's like an encyclopedia of sexual knowledge.
And there might be a podcast I did on it. Like there's 2,000 of them. It's a hefty site.
Yeah, hefty.
So that's one of the things we're talking about. And then the other, because I was reading all the topics, but the other thing they were talking about is 6 things you should never do in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's a little mini topic.
Well, it was one of them had the TV on with Keith Morrison twanging about and leaning on things?
No, that might turn you on. Oh. Yeah. How are you feeling about Valentine's Day impending? doom.
My favorite thing about Valentine's Day these days, because I hate it, as most men do. It's easy to hate it as a guy, you know. It's almost obligatory as a man to hate Valentine's Day, but it's annoying. I hate Hallmark invented holidays, but there's now some cheer associated with it.
What?
That's hearing you talk about it.
Oh.
Tell me more about.
That's so nice.
What day is it?
It's February 14th.
What's it called?
It's called Valentine's Day.
That's it.
And
it's the way you say Valentine's. That's the only good thing about Valentine's Day.
That is my Michigan accent.
It's been coming out more and more lately. I don't know if you've been talking to more people back from your homeland or what.
Do you think I'm just reverting back?
I don't know. I've been hearing it thicker and thicker the last few days.
You know what? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because I'm sick?
Perhaps. I don't know.
You know what's funny, though? When I first moved to California 20 years ago from Michigan and moved to San Francisco, every single day, where are you from? Where are you from?
And it was
confusing to me. I'm like, I'm from Michigan. What do you mean? Like, would you want some half and half with your decaf?
I've heard it a lot. Maybe it's because you're sick.
It went away. I mean, but apparently not. Valentine's Day, we're going to be doing a few shows next week. You'll hear the shows coming up. But we're going to have some great shows, gift guides, what to do. And what I think about Valentine's Day, and this show is not all about Valentine's Day, is that don't put so much pressure on yourself. Yes, you should do something. But I don't even like that it's all up to the guy, to be honest. I think that a couple should be, don't spend money at one of those expensive, like, prefixed menus and say, like, tonight, let's try something super sexy and hot. Let's try a new sex move. Let's go to a sex toy store. Let's watch porn together. Let's give each other massages. Let's watch TV and give each other foot massages. I don't care. Something different tonight that has to do with enhancing your intimacy.
Right.
That's what it should be about.
Get the candles. Get the menage a trois.
Emily and Tony
this
candles.
This is not like a setup plug, but it's easy. Go to the website.
How do they get it?
And
they're 50% off now.
They're done.
EmilyandTony.com. I don't even think you need coupon code Emily because they're 50% off right now.
You get three of them. They're little baby cute guys, and they have little spouts on them. And then you could give that to her and then follow it up with actually giving her a massage. Done.
If you don't know what a massage candle is, you are missing out because it smells amazing and it enhances your intimacy because it's warm coconut oil, which is nurturing and vegan and feels amazing. It's not wax. Mm-hmm. It's like you're in your sheets and you'll have the best massage of your life. That could be her present. Here's some candles, baby, massage.
You got to follow it up with the massage. Here's how dumb I am, Em. You're going to be watching Stanley, my dog, on Valentine's Day.
I know how dumb you are.
And I booked a whole trip for that weekend. We're going out of town. We're going to Colorado. And I'm very excited about it. And it didn't occur to me that it was Valentine's Day weekend until after I booked everything. So I could have woven it all in and be like, honey, taking you to Denver for Valentine's Day. But instead, it's like, honey, you're coming to Denver with me to see my favorite band on President's Day weekend. And now I got Valentine's Day that I got to smash in there.
Okay,
it's going to ruin everything.
Let me just say this, Anderson. I don't know if you have a short memory, but you texted me about watching Stanley. And I said, yes. Oh, great. That weekend, now I have a Valentine's Day date because you said it was through the 14th. Mm-hmm. And you said, oh, shit, it's Valentine's Day. So if it weren't for me, I want to talk about, you still wouldn't know.
There's still calendars and whatnot. I'd probably come across
it eventually. I'm kidding, but what are you going
to do now in Denver? Give her a massage.
Do you want some candles?
I have some in my car. I got some, but I'd love some freshies. Yeah.
There's some in my car.
Because I'm always using them.
Do you want a sex toy? I have one in my car for you.
I'm good.
You haven't asked me?
I've never been asking you for anything.
No, okay, I'm sorry. One time you said maybe. Yeah. So I've been taking that as like, what toy do you want? And in my brain, I've never
forgotten. I got to hop on a plane, so I don't want any.
Dude, they're not like that anymore.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yes, please. Thank you. Maybe.
Can we walk out after the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Remind me and don't say if I don't do it, you hate me. Oh, speaking of Valentine's Day, coming up fast, like I said, this is what you got to do. Tuesday, February 2nd, 7 p.m., join me, upcoming workshop at Hustler Hollywood, West Covina. Do you know where that is? It's outside of L.A. somewhere. I haven't been there yet. Google it. But it's going to be shopping with Emily. And all we're doing is going to their brand new store. And their stores are beautiful and amazing. And if you think Hustler and you think like penthouse and you think like kind of sketch, they're beautiful stores. Best toys there. Lingerie. We should totally hang out. I hang, you guys. I'm there for 2.5 hours. We'll go shopping. We'll have some cocktails. There's going to be champagne. So get your ass there, RSVP at sexwithemily.com. It's totally casual, and you'll get the perfect gift
for
yourself,
meet the
your
real
friends,
M.
your lover. Yeah, because...
I was thinking about you today, just out of the blue.
Tell me.
You know what? Something, a very nice thought about you occurred to me.
Tell me.
And, you know, of all your shortcomings and all your insanity, and I call you a crazy bitch, and we get in a little mini arguments about that because you're digging through your purse, and you're somewhat neurotic, but you get stuff done, and you're type A.
I'll tell you a funny thing after digging through your purse, yeah.
But... you know, somehow that works. Like, you have all these things that on other people, like, I wouldn't be able to stand, but somehow it's just part of you, and I love you even more for it. But also, what you don't have, which a lot of women do, is you don't have that catty nature. I don't think I've ever heard you talk badly about another woman or, like, talk about someone's outfit. I mean, you just don't have anything about that in you at all. You just want to help everyone, males, females, and it's... Oh, I was listening to Bill Burr, who's a misogynist at times, and he was talking about catty women, and I was like, oh, who's catty in my life? And I started with you. I'm like, not Em. And then I started thinking about how uncatty you are.
That's
and
so
I appreciate that about you. I appreciate
you know what, Anderson? I got to say that feels really, really good because I really don't. Like, I actually, there's something, I think I don't know if it was the way I was raised. I feel like talking about people is poisonous.
And in your business, what you do, it would be so easy for you to say, well, she probably doesn't please her man right, or she probably doesn't do this, or it's probably because of those fake boobs. You know, I could see you easily saying these things or thinking these things, and there's none of that. You never. Don't have any of it.
No, I'm not like that to my listeners. I'm not like that to people.
To your
I don't
girls.
Even to my friends, I don't talk. I don't triangulate. Like, I don't talk about friends. I don't gossip.
You don't have an ounce of that gene in you.
That's
and
really
I,
nice.
And I appreciate that.
And you know what's funny? Thank you. That actually makes you really good because I'm really not like that. It feels wrong. And when I first started in radio, which you know my experience was like I've never been in radio.
Right, they threw you into the fire.
They were like, hang up on the callers, be mean to them. Da da da. And I know I get that that's good radio.
Well, that's a bad program director too.
But. I can't do it. Like, even when Mike on Loveline sometimes, he's like mean to the caller. And I get that that's like radio, morning radio, even though this is nighttime.
Wacky.
I can't do it. Funny story about digging in the purse, which is why. Okay, so I did the Sexual Health Expo a few weeks ago. A lot of fans came. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Every time I meet a fan, I'm so friggin' excited because we don't often get to meet them. And they walked up. You're going to love this. And I was on the floor digging in my purse.
Right.
And this girl goes, oh, my God, just like Anderson said, you are digging in the
purse. It's true. I said, I'm not making things up.
I've got a lot going on in the purse. And it was hilarious that the second this listener saw me, I can't remember the name right now. And it was like, yep, I'm always in the purse.
Right. I paint an accurate picture.
You do.
I do.
And this is like, and if you come to West Covina, wherever it is, we'll all find it on a map. I swear, this is me.
I think it's out by Long Beach. There's a lot of listeners, I'm sure, that are central
to West Covina. You guys
know.
I mean, I'm new
West
to L.A.
Covina.
3 years in, but I still... But
I'm
it's
born and raised in Southern California. I can't tell you if West Covina and Covina are actually... I'm assuming that they're next to each other, but I wouldn't be shocked if they're 40 miles apart.
I think it's
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like an hour from... I think
I'll
driving is going to take us an hour. I think from my office in Hollywood, it's an hour, so it'll be worth it, though, because then... I don't know. You can ask me sex questions. I can't wait to meet you all.
You got any sex in the news and I can look
I do.
It up.
Ready? Here's my sex in the news for you. Did you hear about the woman who loses her chastity belt and has to ask local firefighters to unlock it?
No. What?
I know.
She lost the keys?
In Italy. Firefighters were left a little hot under the collar after a woman asked them to help her get out of a chastity belt. The middle-aged woman turned up at a fire station in Padua, Italy, and began asking crew if they could help her with a lock she could not open. A number of firefighters began asking her questions about where she lived, thinking she had locked herself out of the front door. But they were left stunned when the woman told them she was referring to a chastity belt she was wearing and pulled up her jumper to show them. Speaking directly to the firefighters, the woman, who cannot be named, said, I've lost the keys to a lock and I can no longer open it. Despite the peculiar nature of the request, the crew managed to open the chastity belt by breaking the lock, and they were very concerned about her, about the partner forcing her to wear it, but it was revealed she chose to wear it herself to stop herself from having sexual relationships.
What? How old is this woman? Doesn't say.
No, it doesn't say.
Did they get the jaws of life out just for dramatic effect?
I don't know. I wish they did. I wish someone was filming it. So that was my little sex in the news for you. But
that's a great porn. I'm picturing it right now. There's a fireman with a full erection in the corner, and they got this hottie, and she's got the chastity belt, and they're like, hold on, we'll get the jaws of life. And he's waiting with the full erection, and they're trying to get the giant, massive jaws of life to cut this tiny little
lock. That could be your next short film.
I'm not doing that.
Here's the thing. First of all, I understand, like, trying to change behaviors, and, like, you know, you want us to have, less frequent sex because you feel like you're not honoring yourself, your body, or having mindless sex, whatever. But it's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Like, maybe go to an SLA, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous meeting, go to therapy.
It's Italy. It's a different culture. You can't
That's
judge.
True.
Can't judge. Who knows? You know what I mean?
I don't judge, remember?
Maybe she was making up a story for her controlling husband. Who knows? Right?
Okay, who knows? We don't really know.
How do you pee with that thing on? Can you pee?
Maybe that's why she had to get the key.
I think it's because she wanted to bang.
The firefighters.
Or
that's
anyone.
Not a bad place to go.
Yeah.
I bet she was like, you know what?
That was her pickup
this
line.
Really
it's genius.
Totally.
She's like, I want to bang a fireman.
They don't say if they banged
her. When did
her
this
not.
Happen? Did this happen right after the New Year? Was this her New Year's resolution?
I've read it
to
everywhere.
Bang a fireman?
No, it just happened recently. Mm-hmm. Like this week, I've saw
Maybe
it
took her a month to hatch the plan. But this seems like a devious plan.
It's pretty smart.
Mm. Very smart.
Okay. This is my little mini thing because I thought that this would be interesting because I want to hear from you as well.
The listeners?
You, Anderson, okay. And listeners, always.
Oh, is this what not to do in the bedroom?
Six things you should never do in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. This was a column as Ask Men. I write for Ask Men a lot, but I found this interesting, and I'm not saying I agree with all of them, but I don't know. I think it's a good point. So I thought about what you should not do. Like, some of this stuff is like, it says never. Okay, I'm like, that's so extreme.
Right.
Okay. Number one, shame her body.
Well, that goes without saying, right?
Well,
in the bedroom or anywhere else. Why is that? Wait, as soon as you get out of the bedroom, you're fat, honey.
Can you stop? Right. Can you just let me get through this?
I'm sorry.
And there's a quote from a woman. I once had sex with a guy who made a rude comment about my small breasts. He said, "Hey, babe, what's the difference between a man's boobs and a woman's boobs?" with a smirk. He was trying to be funny, but it made me feel self-conscious about my body and definitely didn't make me want to sleep with him again. So instead, here's the other thing that you should do if you want.
Where's the punchline?
The punchline is that he's like making fun of her boobs in the bedroom. Right. Listen, we all have body insecurities. How if a woman was looking at you going, "I thought you were going to bring your penis tonight. Or is it hard? Or are you in yet?"
You know the difference between a vagina and a penis?
What?
Penises are big. That's like the girl's version of that
right,
joke.
Exactly.
Which is
it.
A shit joke.
So instead, this is what guys should do, okay? If you think that you're one of these guys that like, "I'm going to neg her. I'm going to say something negative." He probably didn't even think he was being a douchebag. If you ever think of saying something critical and you don't like, think about it, say, "You know what? Have I complimented her today?" Think of all the parts of her body that really turn you on. Not just the obvious ones during intercourse. Like, how about how, like, "I love looking in your eyes. They're so pretty." Or the way she bites her lower lip. Or how sexy she looked in that underwear. We love compliments. Mm-hmm. Not men don't love them as much, right?
A lot of vain men, especially these days. There's a lot of vain dudes out there. I'm fine. I'm good.
What about work stuff? Like,
I'm an Adonis anyway, so I don't even need any compliments. There's
but,
nothing.
I think, yeah. I mean, any body shaming for men or women is just a no-no. Yeah, you're right. A lot of these are for men and for women.
And should be on the bedroom, too. You should not be putting down
never.
Any kind of physical attributes of your lady unless it's like a health concern.
Exactly.
Like,
do
you need
not.
To get that growth on your neck looked
like
at.
Like, the worst thing is I had a really good guy friend, and he'd look at his girlfriend, and he'd be like, she'd go to grab a breast. She was like, not that it matters. Either way, she could be whatever her weight was. She was fine. She was grabbing a brownie. He's like, "You really want to eat that second brownie?
Oh,
you sure you want to do that?
That's a control thing.
I almost broke up. I almost broke up with her and him. I almost said you should dump him. It wasn't my boyfriend.
Like that,
I would
yeah.
never date a guy like that, but it was terrible. Right, she did break up. Number two, on your own. This is number two. I once had a guy say, or your own. Don't criticize her body or your own body.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I'm in trouble.
And this woman said, I once had a guy say, "Nope, I'm not big enough to do it that way."
Which way is that? From across the room?
I don't know. Like, his penis. But it reminds me of like how Catherwood on Love Lines always talking about his small penis.
Enough about Mike. You've brought him up three times on this show.
Felt,
I'm going to have to cut it all out.
Cut it out. Part of me felt sad that he would put himself down like that just because he knew he couldn't please me that way. But part of me was overwhelmed and completely overshadowed by the awkwardness of the moment. So instead, you know your package better than anyone else, so you can perform best. But you don't have to say anything about it, but just like anything else, focus on the positive instead of the negative. Tell her that, like, if there's a position, for example, that you feel your penis would be challenged, and be like, "Babe, it would be really hot to have you ride me right now." Mm-hmm. So just stay away from the negative.
I'm taking that to note because I've numerous times my shirt's been off and she's said something like, "You're cute" or something like that. And I always come back with, "Quiet, I'm fat." Next.
See what?
Yeah.
Men and women do that all the time.
Makes me self-conscious and I'm uncomfortable. And
taking
I just
compliments is a skill. Learning to receive compliments is a skill.
You think I'd be able to do it well with all my practice, but I'm really bad at taking compliments.
I know. I don't know why a lot of people are. We feel like, maybe we don't really feel that way ourselves. We don't feel that way about ourselves, is why compliments are so important. But also, it just makes us shy. It makes us uncomfortable. We don't believe them.
A bunch of siblings, and a lot of the time, like, the compliments were actually backhanded or they're waiting for, like, someone to fall. And I was guilty of it, too. And we're like, we'd say something nice and they go, "Oh, really?" And then we'd go, "No, just kidding." That's like kid stuff.
Like how you just started telling me a compliment, but then you spent the first 10 minutes telling me all the bad things
about
me.
Yeah, talking about the bad things.
Yeah, thanks. I totally get it. I'm so glad I didn't grow up in your house. Okay, this one might be controversial. Controversial.
Controversial.
Controversial is not a word.
Controversial.
Doesn't have 18 syllables. You guys, can you tell I'm a little sick? How did my voice
feel better?
It sounds
better now, yeah. Okay. That read that you did at the top of the show.
Have to redo that.
No, it was good.
Number three, what you should never do in the bedroom, spit. See, these are for men and women. Spitting anywhere.
Well, no shit.
Watch porn,
you shouldn't defecate in the corner either.
No, but they spit on the penis, they spit on No, spitting like is lube. First of all, it's actually can be not. It's not a great lubricant. People think it is. It can have, you know, bacteria in it. So you actually shouldn't use saliva for that. But in porn, they're always spitting on the cock.
How do you
spitting.
Avoid the saliva when you're doing oral?
Right, but you still. What I'm saying is, don't use it as a don't spit. First of all, it's rude. And while some women are okay with it in between sex positions and with oral, it's important to like discuss it beforehand, or just don't do it at all. Because it can definitely be perceived as insulting
right.
or demeaning, mm-hmm. right? To
yeah,
spit?
Well, and you see it in porn, too, and it's
not
sexy.
Too. It's not
for
sexy at all.
A lot of us. I'm sure there are
but
some
see,
people.
But see, some guys think it's sexy.
Can I tell you something real quick?
They're fucking so trained by porn. What?
You know how dumb guys are, too?
Not nothing wrong with porn, but some porn you shouldn't learn from. Yeah.
The prime example just happened. I'm very concrete. Men are generally fairly concrete thinkers, right, and literal thinkers. And you're doing this list of things you shouldn't do in the bedroom. And the whole time, I'm not thinking sex necessarily. I'm just imagining like two people in a bedroom, you know, reading books or like watching TV
right.
together.
And
like,
he just turns her, goes
yeah, no
goes
spitting,
like,
no making fun of her
all over the couch.
And you go straight for the you're talking about sex, obviously. And I'm not even thinking that way.
How are you doing sex with Emily?
I'm stupid.
Hi, you're not doing cinematics right now. Your new podcast.
I'm a dumb man though.
If we were doing a
cinematics new podcast,
you might say spitting in my popcorn is what you'd think or something.
Yeah, don't jizz in the popcorn.
Okay. Number
I'm
the
sorry
next one
I
is,
said that. I wish I had not said that. Go ahead. Number three
popcorn.
Or four.
This is number number four.
Yes.
This should go without saying, sticking it back there without asking. Never go in the wrong home without asking.
See, I would know that. It's about sex.
It's not an invitation. Just because you see it in doggy style, you're like, oh, there it is. I'm doggy style. Might as well go right in her ass. Mm-hmm. No. No, no, no. You have to get consent.
Right.
If you're entering her anally without telling her or warning her or lubing her up or anything, it could be very painful. She could be upset. It's almost rape. It is. Mm-hmm. It has to be consensual, especially anal sex.
Right.
Have a conversation. Especially if you've never done it before, like she might say, I want it in there, or I'm going to do this. You just got to give some warning. You don't just stick it in.
For the creationists out there, the people that believe that God created everything like in 7 days, what was he thinking when he put that together? You know what I mean?
But
so
they,
close
they
to each other.
I don't know. It's still a waste system.
Isn't it? Was he doing it for the temptation? Or, I mean, why would...
I doubt that was top of mind.
Okay. I feel like maybe he dropped the ball there. Not to get sacrilege, but okay.
I don't know. Can we not go there? Don't call her offensive names or him offensive names. Don't call me a whore or a slut while we're having sex and it's hurtful,
unless they
says
ask for it.
Sarah. What?
Unless they ask for it.
Exactly. So here's the thing about dirty talk. It's tricky because I think dirty talk is super hot, but, and actually if a guy was like my little whore, I'd be like, oh, I get this. You're done with that. But most women, if you lead that way, might not. There's a lot of women, even if eventually down the road they'd be into it. If you do it too soon, too early on, first time you're with someone, it could totally turn them off. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they were raped. You know, it could be seen as misogynistic. They might feel they don't know you. So you got to warm up. You could be like, you're so hot. Like, I can't wait to have my cock inside you.
Wow.
You could lead with
that.
Or like, with dirty talk, you always have to build up. And the best thing to do is to start with like what you want or what you desire in the moment or what you're feeling in the moment. Like,
right.
You feel so good. And then you can start to escalate. But don't start with you little whore. I'm your daddy.
No. And if it's a first time out, with the two of you, and this is the first time you're with this lady and you're saying that, what's the deal? Take a look in the mirror. What's going on there?
You know, there's some guys I think,
wouldn't feel comfortable saying that to my wife, who I've been with for over 13 years now.
Right. There's some guys who just have their like automatic pilot dirty talk that I've been with, and I'm
really?
Like, so that's your jam.
They slip right into it.
They're like, my Weird. Little, you want that, don't you? And I'm like, oh, God.
I try and remain myself. I don't try and become a different person. You know
right.
what I mean? I try and just
I mean, but some
stay,
women,
stay grounded.
Some women and some men totally get off on that talk. It's not that it's wrong. It's just that, like, you know, don't lead with that. Don't be insulting. It's like everything in sex. You want to start slow and build up. Don't make assumptions if they want.
What number was that?
That was 5, 6.
All right, let's go. Let's come back with the last one after the read. No?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make y'all wait. Try to guess what it is. Number 6, what you should never do in the bedroom.
And then I have a challenge for the listeners when we come back.
I'm so excited. Okay. Thank you for supporting my sponsors. I love you all. We all have this desire to surprise our loved ones for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Even Anderson.
Valentine.
With a gift they've always wanted but never could ask for. Okay, so let me tell you, this is one thing your partner has wanted since she first blossomed into womanhood or since she first watched Sex and the City. Whatever came first. From the same creators of the original Rabbit Habit, which was the one on Sex and the City, the Dahlia by Vibratex provides a fun, flirty twist on the classic. So it's like a dual stimulation vibrator, like a rabbit, but it's pink, it's pretty, it packs a multi-orgasmic, dually stimulating punch. The external butterfly appendage like flutters against the clitoris, like, ooh, killers, with silent yet powerful vibrations. And the smooth rotating head swirls against the G-spot, providing her with the blended orgasm she's always dreamed of. And you can use it on your partner. She can use it alone. Its custom motion control lets you independently control the clitoral tickler, the vibration, and the rotating shaft to totally customize your experience. There are so many orgasms in this thing. I can't tell you how much pleasure. We've had everyone review it in the office, and let's just say we all had a good time. And you know,
you guys leave the door open when you do that, or
no? But closed door meeting. Some funny office stories. You don't need a partner either, guys. Girls, guys, remember this: why not treat yourself to the sensual and sexy Dahlia from Vibratex? It's an American company making pleasure pieces for 30 years. To learn more about the Dahlia or get one of your own, go to vibratex.com. VIBRATEX.com. Okay, Anderson.
The last one. The last no-no bedroom no-no.
Go.
No, you got it from me.
Oh, I thought you were going to challenge me. Being selfish.
Oh.
I hate when men, this is a quote in the article, I hate when men are selfish. That's probably the number one no-no for, that's probably the number one no-no for women. You can really tell when you're with a man in bed right away if he's all about himself or if he cares about your needs, the way he responds, what you like or don't like. If he listens when you tell him what you don't like and just pretends he didn't hear and keep going, that's the friggin' worst. Or, this is the worst. The worst, worst. When you tell them, oh, so annoying. I don't know why guys do this. You tell them that you really like something, and they're like, oh, okay. And then they do it for like 0.8 seconds. Like literally, like not even like, I'm like, I think you just did it. Because you guys were just a rush all the
example.
Time.
Give me an example. Like what is it I'm that like, you might ask for?
Oh my God, this happens to me still. I'm like play with my boobs more. Like play with my nipples.
And they do it for like 2 seconds. Like,
if like maybe a minute. And then, like, never again. And they got to bring it up
that
again.
That's a long time to be, like, tickling the nips.
Maybe 30 seconds. Because okay. I think, I don't know why, but just pay attention. If you don't know, listen to me. Here's how you don't be selfish in bed. Here's how you can work against that. If here's how you can...
Counter that.
Thank you. I couldn't take the word. If you don't know this by now, the best sex is when both people, both of you, are trying to feel pleasure. Mm-hmm. And if you're not both trying to feel pleasure, you're in trouble. And when you're selfish in bed, it's like you're a high school guy and you have no excuse once you graduate. You really do not.
No offense to the high school kids listening.
I love my high school boys, but here's the thing.
Wow.
What? I wish that people trained. And I've been with men in their 30s who are selfish lovers, so this does not go away. And I'm so glad that there are guys in their teens and 20s listening because... Nobody told these guys. I had to tell them, or other people hopefully told. I just broke up with them at the time. I didn't have the language. But if you focus on what's turning her on, and if you don't know, ask questions. You know, don't be afraid that you might receive criticism or direction because this will help you be a better lover. It's how you improve and how your orgasms and her orgasms will get stronger. I promise you. Pay attention to her first. You know you're going to come. She comes first. Just remember that.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to be selfish by yourself.
Be a selfish bastard by yourself. Go and watch porn 6 times, but just like touch her nipples for 3 minutes at least.
Yeah. When you're
anything
in there
else you want to add?
With another human being, it's time to give back.
It's not, just about
because a lot of guys too, like they spend the first their formative sexual years by themselves looking at images, and then it's actually time to share something with somebody else, another living human being. And they don't know how to do that to make the transition. But you got
to
remember.
I've talked to a lot of guys like in their 20s, you know, who were said like, are they used to not, they used to be the jackhammer guy who just pounded away. He's like, and they really, truly, like, this is why I'm not critical, actually, because I'm not critical.
Your show helps that, I would think.
No, I hope it does. And I hope if there's any takeaway from guys, they realize that, like, I'm trying to teach you this. It's not, hopefully you didn't know any better. And a lot of guys I know are like, God, in my 20s, I assumed, as you would, which makes sense, that, like, it feels really good to me. What it must feel good to you.
Well, it's like the term, like, fuck the shit out of you.
Right.
And then,
how would you know?
You
if
so
you don't have a podcast like mine to listen, you don't.
My
heart goes out to you, but now you know.
Of a lady.
Now you know.
Who knows?
Right.
All right. So, also, I'm stupid and didn't occur to me until, like, I guess number 5 or 6. So, this is directed directly at men. This is straight at dudes.
I said that at the beginning, but I said it goes back and forth. So, okay. Tell me something.
Can you give me the 6 again? One to 6?
I'm selfish in bed. Okay. Being selfish.
Right.
And again, This goes both ways.
Okay, right.
So
right,
it is...
Hear them 1 to 6.
Okay. Calling her offensive names.
Calling anyone offensive
names. Like dirty.
Names.
Yeah, anyone. You're right. I said that, though, at the beginning. sticking it back there without asking. Same thing. Don't put your finger in his butt or peg him if he doesn't want
to. Selfish, no pegging, calling names.
Spitting anywhere.
Spitting. Don't spit in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. So the first one, because the second one, is it shaming her body
shaming
or
her
his
body?
Body?
No, making fun
or
of.
Or shaming your own.
The body.
Or his own.
All right.
That's it.
Oh, and shaming the own. Okay, yeah, you did out of order. So I challenge a listener to do all six of these things in one session and send an email to let us know how it went.
Only if they want to break up with someone.
Oh, yeah, if you
want
to
break up. They
want
your partner to break up with you.
Girl or guy. I bet a girl could get away with it. She'd be fine. If a guy, oh, maybe stop short of the penetration of the butt, because that's, like you said, it's close to rape.
Yeah, that's actually.
I'm not suggesting
that
assault,
is rape
sexual
and pain,
assault.
So don't, if it's not
but
consensual.
But try the spitting and the selfishness.
I disagree.
And,
I think you could try one. No. You could try one as a joke, like, and then tell him that. Say that Emily said never do that. But
just
don't do
spit
all six
on the wall.
But here's the other thing. If I had time, I would do this. I would redo this because let me tell you something. When it says shaming her body or his body and then shaming your own, how many women have you been with where you compliment them? They're like, oh, I'm fat. And you said that you do that too. Or, oh, no, I don't like my scar. Like, guys aren't paying attention to that stuff. And I just think we all have to just, like, focus on what we feel good about.
Yeah, because if you put it down yourself, you're also putting down her because she's stuck with you. So, like, if you're saying, no, I'm gross and I'm fat and I'm ugly or, you know, I got a small dick or anything like that, you're saying to her, like, this is as good as you can do.
Right.
It's a turnoff to her, I would think.
Absolutely.
And it's also a little bit offensive to her.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Or
so
him.
And this is all a mind thing because I think a lot of us go towards negative.
I did it a girl for 3 years. She wouldn't let me see her boobs once.
Really?
She wore two bras every moment of the day. While sleeping as well, and never let me see her boobs. I never saw them in the day of light.
I don't understand.
And I was with her for over 3 years.
Never. She never changed
never.
In front of you? Sex the lights
not
out.
Allowed, yes.
Over
3 years. Dark. I don't even know. Perhaps they were green. I don't know.
Did
I've
she say why?
She said that she didn't feel comfortable.
Did she let you see her vagina?
Yeah. I mean, she like took care of all that. I mean, she actually had the laser removal of all hair, so I saw that thing.
You know, a lot of women have,
I could sketch it right
who
now.
Who knows? Yeah. That's so interesting.
It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you gotta let, until you love your body, like, that should be a life, that should be something that you work on as well.
I wonder if she had, like, swastika tattoos on her nipples.
I don't know
what it was.
A lot of women have one breast that's larger than the other. It's actually more common than not. In fact,
I would have felt that.
Most women do, but some women, it's really noticeable. Like, typically, one boob is bigger than the other.
Right.
Who knows? You should call her and ask her. Wouldn't it be fun to go back to all your past lovers and be like, hey, so what was this all about?
This is like right after high school.
Yeah.
A long
hopefully
time
someone's seen her boobs now. Let's get to emails.
Do it.
Okay. I love hearing from you. I love it. Include your name, where you're listening from, and how you listen. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. But I have a note for you guys. You know, I love hearing from you. And I love getting your emails. And you're all such huge supporters of the show. Which I love. I love what you say, but here's the thing. A lot of you lately, I'm realizing there's been a trend. You're sending in a lot of questions that are similar. And I do answer most of your emails when I get to, I probably answer all of them eventually. But many of your questions have been answered before. So if you're wondering, like, how to last longer in bed, how to get your partner to have sex with you more often, or, you know, how to have a threesome. Like I said, go to sexwithemily.com, Google it, see if I've done a podcast on it. See if I've done a blog on it, and it might help you. I'm not saying that I'm not going to answer questions. I will, but I'd love to, you know. Here's an incentive, though, okay? Here's an incentive for some different kinds of questions. Maybe there's a different twist on your question. The last week of every month, starting this week, the 26th, we'll be giving away a different Vibratex product to the person who sends in the most interesting sex question. How do you enter the giveaway? Send your number one question to feedback@sexwithemily.com. We'll choose the most well-thought-out, unique, or universally helpful question and send that person their prize. So get your sex questions ready. Do that. It'll be fun. Okay, and that's my Vibratex, meaning you could get the Dahlia, you could get the magic wand, you could get a lot of cool stuff. Okay, body insecurities. First one. Hi, Emily. I love your show. I'm a new listener about 2 months, and I'm learning so much already. I'm a 25-year-old from Chicago, and I listen on iTunes. I've been talking to a guy for just under a year, and things just recently turned steamy. While we've been friends for a long time, our relationship came to a point where we both have expressed wanting to hook up. There's just one problem. A few years ago, I lost a good amount of weight. I kicked my ass into shape, and now I feel hot. I have the body I always wanted, and have been complimented by guys about the look. something that's never happened till I got myself to the gym. I'm not saying this to be cocky at all, but my dramatic weight loss came with a terrible side effect, stretch marks. I'm so worried about hooking up because of my fear of a guy's disgust of these marks that I can't get rid of. Yes, they faded a lot and they are tiny, but I'm still nervous. Do guys get disgusted by this stuff? It's not something I can really bring up before we hook up, but I'm afraid a look of disgust if he notices. Is there a way I can shield them with confidence or just rock them all together? Will he care? I'm scared. Thanks for your help already. You rock. I'm saving up to get the magic wand as my first toy, and I can't wait. XO Shannon. Shannon, congratulations getting healthy on your newfound killer confidence. That's amazing. I love that. And listen, it's totally understandable that you'd be concerned about the residual stretch marks from this amazing transformation. But here's the thing. If this is a good guy, you've known him for a year and you sound like a good person, I'm sure he sounds like he is, and he's attracted to you for who you are, he is not going to worry, nor is he probably even going to notice a couple of stretch marks. He's attracted to you. He wants to have sex with you. Why else would you be there in the first place? And I say this because I really don't, I'm not a guy and I'd love to hear from Anderson. I think guys, mostly what they're thinking is like, holy moly. I was saying holy shit, I'm trying to swear. Holy, holy, I can't believe this. She's so hot, we're doing this amazing. He's like going, she's so hot. What's that little red mark on her belly button? Right, dude?
He's not looking at you with your eyes. Because I'm sure that you're looking in the mirror and you probably are going over yourself with a fine-tooth comb. He's just happy to be there and happy to have access. Chances are. I mean, this goes back to that girl that wouldn't show me her boobs. I never did see them over three years.
What a bummer for her.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been stretch marks, and I would not have cared.
Nope.
Ultimately, it cost her me.
Right. Exactly.
Because I walked.
Exactly. It's worse not to show it. And I'm telling you, confidence is the sexiest thing you can rock in the bedroom. And think about this too, Shannon. Who doesn't have like bumps and scratches and blemishes and like hairy moles and shit? Guys got moles. And I don't care.
I got stretch marks on my belly a little bit because I gain weight, I lose weight.
I was going to talk to you about that.
Shut up. I was at camp and my shirt, I'm a counselor at camp. My shirt came up a little bit and a kid comes up and he's like, oh my God, did you get attacked by a bear? And he was being serious. He wasn't trying to make a joke. He really thought the bear claws came and ripped my stomach open. And I'm like, get out of here, you little punk.
Wow.
Stretch marks.
Have you been insecure? Have you had them always?
Yeah, I've always been insecure about my body and the weight and all that. Always, always.
Wow, I didn't
except for
know
like
that.
3 years when I was on lots of meth and worked out a lot and I had Marky Mark's body. That was sweet.
Then
those were good
you
times.
You had other issues then.
Yeah, I couldn't talk to people, but I had a sweet bod.
Oh my God.
But we
don't worry about, most of what we worry about is not.
No one.
We shouldn't worry about it. Anyway, love your body.
And it's such a shame these days too. There's a movie called Bigger, Stronger, Faster.
Harder, faster, something. Faster,
bigger,
longer.
Stronger, faster. And it's all about steroids and how we view our bodies because of the way the media puts it forth. And he made a new movie called Prescription Thugs that's coming out right now, or it's actually in limited release. A lot of it is about how we have body image issues because of the way the media presents perfection, both girls and guys. And there's not every billboard, every single thing you see in a magazine is airbrushed, is manipulated with computers. You don't see reality. So no one is perfect. Shannon.
Exactly.
Let alone you. So, you know.
100%. And, right. Don't stress on this and just rock it. You already sound like you're in a great place. Just rock his body. Rock your mind. Rock your body. Don't worry about it.
And this is probably bad advice, but maybe you can hack into his computer. He might have pictures of old girlfriends that he's had that are like naked shots of them. And I bet you're going to see that you're better than there.
No.
Maybe not great
don't
advice.
Don't hack into his computer.
No.
Just forget about your stretch marks and rock your body. Okay. Ejaculation.
Plus, everyone's got stretch marks, right? If you have any kind of heft in your boob, you're going to have a stretch mark.
Yes.
Right? The only people that
don't have
stretch marks are little baby boobs.
I've been this.
Sorry, I'm not saying, I don't know, but don't give me that face.
They're smaller-ish.
It's true, though. But what I just said is medically true. I don't think you can have big boobs without stretch marks. That just comes with the territory.
Right. So I have small boobs and no stretch marks. I'd rather have stretch marks than big boobs. How's that? No, I wouldn't. Okay, listen. I'm happy.
What?
Here's the thing. I love my body the way I didn't always love my body, but you gotta love your body. That's right. Like the first step towards having amazing sex, feeling comfortable in your body. And you're not thinking about it. You're just thinking about the amazing connection you have with the partner. Okay, ready? We're moving on. Ejaculation situation. This is serious, Anderson. I need to drink some more.
Choking on. What are you doing? You all right?
Dear Emily, My long-term girlfriend and I have been puzzling over a problem in the bedroom, and we aren't sure how to get past it. Quick backstory. My girlfriend does not like having sex with condoms, and she's not on any form of birth control and has no intention of being on birth control anytime soon. We've been using the pull-out method, which is fine, but then there's the issue of where to ejaculate. Up till now, I've been pulling out right before climax and using a tube sock. But this isn't exactly ideal, especially because I'd really like to go for round two right after. I'm wondering if there is a more effective and less awkward way to do this. Also, she's a squirter. And I mean huge puddle squirting, which destroys bed. I love she can do it and likes to do it, but there's some kind of special sheet or something we could put down to protect the mattress and take off after. Regular sheets aren't cutting it. Thanks, Aaron, 24. Okay, Aaron, there's a lot going on here. My first question, let me just be clear with you on one thing. Pull out is not fine. It's not fine. You said it's fine. Pull out is fine. It's not fine. It's completely ineffective. You're 24.
You know, I hear that a lot, Emmett. It's better than nothing. No, I would think that if you did a study of a control group that's pulling out every time and a control group that leaves it in every time, there's going to be more pregnancies on the people that leave it in. I would think.
Okay, perhaps, but that's not saying that people get pregnant like every single day.
It's not very effective, but it's a little effective.
No, can you just stop talking right now? You're 24, Aaron, and I'm guessing you've got a lot going for you. Do you want a baby right now? Think about it. Because she could get pregnant like tomorrow. It happens all the time. Even my friends who are married and don't want kids yet, like my friend got pregnant on her honeymoon, gets to pull out. Please, please use birth control. Your girlfriend needs to get over it. It is a necessary part of being a sexually active adult. Condoms could solve all your problems very easily, okay? Your ejaculation things, especially the fact that you don't know where to come and the tube sock. So come into a condom, take it off, put a new condom on, you're good to go. If her issue, now I don't know why she doesn't like it, condoms, she doesn't like the feel of them. Condoms are not what they used to be, okay? So maybe she had a bad condom experience. Try skin condoms. I've recommended to everybody and you all love them and I love them. And it wasn't until I tried them that I realized that condoms actually can be pretty friggin' awesome. I mean, I always wore them, but I thought, well, my guy wore them, guys wore them. It's SKYN. They make polyisoprene condoms that feel, their whole slogan is close to wearing nothing, feels close, and it really does, but they're durable and they're non-latex. So maybe she's got allergies. I don't know why she does not want these condoms. The other thing, Aaron, number two, ditch the tube sock, okay? You're not 12. If your issue is not wanting to interrupt the flow of things, you know, you're like, oh, I'm about to come, grab the tube sock, get up, clean off, and come back. You know,
have a towel already.
Invest in some post-sex wipes, like the light wipes or like little like baby wipes by your bed that are like the pop-up top and easy to grab, right? Do that. Don't use these dirty socks that are not going to be like, they're not very, you can grow like bacteria and it could be.
The tube sock was kind of out of left field, right?
I know, right?
Why was he painting
that? And your girlfriend can use the wipes too. Keep a box by your bed. You don't have to wait till you're finished. You can even come inside of them. I don't care. But I don't even like this tube sock creeping around your room. It just sounds like a very unsanitary place. You can also get a fleshlight. A lot more pleasurable climax into a fleshlight than into fabric. And then finally, Adam, this seems like an issue that you and your girlfriend should be working through together. Like, I mean, relationships are all about compromise. And it doesn't seem fair that she's saying, like, no condoms, like, you know, like all these rules, like you have to come in the sock and you can't come on me and you can't come in, you know, and expect you to abide by them. Like, you don't have to, like, abide by everything she says.
No.
Oh, wait, he has one more question, though. So, right? I mean, she's like,
well,
no birth control.
I'm hearing,
don't
you know
come.
What I'm hearing, Em? What? It's like she's like an 8 or a 9 and he's like a 6. You know, and he knows the ramifications that are right around the corner with this pull-out method, but she squirts and she's insane. She's ruining his bed every single day.
And he doesn't care.
But it's like he wants solutions, but it's so worth it that he's been dealing with it up until this point because she's so hot.
Guys
crazy,
always go to the looks thing, which is just makes me want to come over there and
strangle
you.
And the squirting thing is like a nice little bonus. I mean, you know.
Well, okay, so here's the thing about squirting. It is a bonus, right, if he's into it.
Maybe the squirting will shoot the semen out of her vagina so she won't get pregnant.
Well, here's the other thing. No.
No.
If he wants to start, first of all, he wants to be able to come. First of all, if you just wipe it off with a sock and then you go again, let's say, you might still have semen on you. Like if you're not wiping it off with like a baby wipe.
Tube sex.
Okay, but here's the squirting thing. So there's like so many problems here. So like I think we just solved them all though. But Okay, but let me tell you one more thing. Oh, my thing just went.
And there's so many different kinds of birth control, too. It doesn't always have to be a condom. If she doesn't like condoms, she can get the Depo. She can get that little ring thing that she puts inside of her, right?
Totally.
She can do it. What about a little spermicide? You
it's
like
exactly
spermicide?
What she can do.
You like spermicide?
No.
But, I don't like the spermicide either.
Okay, but there's the thing about squirting. A lot of people have been asking about squirting lately, what to do. You can get use beach towels, cheap throwaway sex sheets that you get at, like, you know, the dollar store or, you know, wherever. Puppy pads, a pool raft deflated.
Some of that paper,
I don't care.
That, like, doctor's butcher paper that they pull down, you know?
No,
like,
that's ouch. That's reminding
me. Oh, you know what, though?
I gynecological exam.
I did. This is a real thing.
Unless you're playing role-playing.
A thing
on
Shark Tank, and it was this kid who was trying to, like, fix the problem of, like, dorm rooms having, like, messy sheets and whatnot. And I know that what he was talking about was sex, but he couldn't come out and say that to the
couldn't say your crusty sharks. Sheets. Right.
So, but it was essentially like they're almost like post-it notes, but they're for the bed, and they're giant, and, like, you can put it on the bed, and it's, like, got sticky back, and then when it's dirty, instead of washing your sheets, you just pull it off, and there's, like, 50 of them or
That's
something.
That's really smart.
And that might be able to work. Something
yeah.
like that.
Did it ever get funded? But here's
I think
thing.
They told them to fuck off.
There's
but...
waterproof mattress pads from IKEA, and everything at IKEA is, like, $6. A ShamWow. You know the ShamWows? Those,
but then you get a picture of the guy who got beaten up by
True.
The hooker.
If
you getting this camera guy.
If you got a little money spent, I mean, that's not a ton, but I'm just saying those are cheap options, but this is also a great option that you'll have forever. Liberator makes a great product. Called the Fascinator Throw. It's a little pricey, but you can get it at goodvibes.com. Use code Emily for 15% off. It's especially
that?
Waterproof sheet for squirting.
Oh, really? But then, like, you're doing the slip and slide, right?
No, it's not like slip and no, no, no. It absorbs. And it's Liberator. They make sex furniture. They make the wedge. Do you know Liberator? They make great stuff.
Aaron, what's your deal? Dude? Here's your deal. You just get, like, a big beach towel.
I know,
like,
look,
you begin with. You put it underneath her butt, right? And then you have your...
Like, triple it.
And then when she squirts, it goes in the beach towel. When you pull out, because she's already on some kind of other, like, the pill or something, so she's not going to get pregnant. So you can do the pull-out method. Instead of the sock, you go in the same beach towel. You guys can put all your juices in this beach towel, throw it in the wash. Do it separate, though. Don't put it in there with your
you
nice shirts.
Way too much time on this
And then
one.
Wash. Yeah. It's so simple, right? Such a simple fix.
Did this seem funny to you that we got into this? I think that a lot of people do have ejaculation etiquette questions, though. Like, if she doesn't swallow, have you ever had a problem? Like, I don't want to do it with my cum.
No, I've not had a problem with that. I don't know what to do.
Well,
no.
Aaron, hopefully, I said that a lot of questions are the same. This one
what
is not.
What was he thinking? Like, where do I go other than the sock? Right now, all I can think of is a sock. Like, I look around the room, the sock's the only viable option for me. Sock.
Look how much I care. I
that
just spent a lot of time on this, and now we
own.
Have to go.
Yeah, we do.
I didn't even get to the other ones. I had so much more to talk to you guys about, so come back next week. You have two podcasts a week.
Oh, wait,
do you know
hey.
That? What?
Oh, West Covina.
Oh.
For those local folks here.
Where is it?
From right where we are right now in Culver City, which is pretty central to Los Angeles. Right now, we're like 10 minutes from downtown LA. It's off the 10 freeway, about 35 miles from right here. So about 40 minutes right now with little traffic.
So worth
it. It's easy. And there's a ton of people that are going to be living out like in the Pomona area or Chino, Ontario, Orange County. And it turns out that West Covina and Covina they do share a border. So.
Okay.
It's like, it looks
and
like
it's a brand
10 minutes,
new store.
10 minutes from Pasadena.
And like Hustler Hollywood, they're not just toys. They've got books, they've got games, they've got laundry. See you there. RSVP at sexonly.com
Is it
to come.
The West Coast to come. All right, West Coast.
And also, there's a Facebook invite somewhere on Facebook. Oh, go to Sec. Oh, okay, here's what you got to do first. Another thing. I don't mean to not to demand it, but if you're not following me, follow me on Twitter.
Yes.
At sexonly and Instagram at sexonly. Facebook.com/sexwithemily. You can see the invite there as well. Or just RSVP. I love you all. What's up with you, Anderson, this week? How's your podcast?
New Film Vault, as always. But Cinematics, which is my new film show, which is like a preview show. That's like in week 4 or 5 now. I think we're doing the new Disney movie, the big Disney movie. We're going to be talking about that a couple days before it comes out and letting you know about The Finest Hours, which is going to, it looks like it could be a good one.
Okay, check out Anderson's podcast.
And the
Fox.
Oscar shorts. We're actually screening the shorts from the Oscars. One made me cry. I'm excited to talk about that, and I'll let you know where you can find those, too, because those are little movies that people normally don't see. So that's on Cinematics.
Your iListen podcast. Check it out. Okay, thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. All right. You can make this Valentine's Day one that you'll both never forget with this amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off just about any item. Go to AdamandEve.com, you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. And there's more. With every order, you'll receive our romance kit free. Romance kit, toy for him, massager for her, and something for both of you. Plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. Oh, that's not all. They'll also throw in free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special Valentine's Day offer and get 50% off one item, free romance kit, free shipping, all that, adamandeve.com. Use code Emily. Thanks for listening. Here's a message from Podcast One. Okay, they've got a really important listener survey at podcastone.com. Your responses will help make this show the very best it can be. And you'll help Podcast One continue granting your requests. It'll only take 3 minutes of your time, and you get the instant gratification that comes with knowing you help support the show. It's just as important as supporting our sponsors. You can tell us how you really feel about the show and help us get to know you better. Do it now. Take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks.